And now, WCHL presents The Commentators.
This is Michelle Laws, the Executive Director of the North Carolina State Conference of the NAACP. Shortly after the grand jury decision on whether or not to indict Officer Darren Wilson in the murder of 17-year-old Mike Brown in Ferguson, Missouri, was released to the public, I received a particular text of interest from a dear friend, a black mother of three adult children, one male and two females, who reared her children in an upscale Northern Virginia community. She simply stated, "My heart is aching so badly. When will this stop, sister? When will this stop?" I don't have an answer to that question, when it will stop, but I do have a few answers to a few things. One is, from a legal perspective, whether we personally agree or disagree with the decision made today, we will continue the NAACP to seek justice and ensure that long-term systemic change is brought nationwide to address not only excessive force by law enforcement, but the underlying racial profiling that continues to occur across the country. I also know that we will never realize a post-racial society until we have honestly acknowledged, confronted, and address the systemic structures that maintain the remnants of racial segregation and dehumanization in this country, particularly in law enforcement and the larger criminal justice community. I also know that black males and Latino and Hispanic males and also poor males are at particularly greater risk of becoming institutionalized, entering into our criminal justice system due to premature early exits, i.e. expulsions, in our school system. There is a system that's set into place called the Cradle to the Prison Pipeline, as identified by the Children's Defense Fund. Some start that pipeline at the school steps. It is important for all of us to understand that whatever affects the poor, the African American, the Hispanic or Latino communities, ultimately will affect us all as Americans. This is not just Black America's problem, but it's our problem. Edmund Burke said, in response to Hitler and his all-out assault and attacks on the Jewish community, "The only thing that's necessary for evil to exist, and I add injustice, the only thing for evil and injustice to exist is for good people and people who are standing for justice to stand by and do nothing. This is our problem. We must solve it together in America. I say forward together." This is Michelle Laws.
Is there a local issue you care about? You're invited and encouraged to contribute your own views on this or any other issue. The Commentators, local people, local issues on 97.9 FM, WCHL.